The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
So Nice Embroidery Printing and Promotions, bringing you the upside.
Yay!
Why, I'm so happy, I like to go out and bust somebody in the nose.
I feel good!
Can't run, bring me down.
I'm wildly excited about today's program.
SCWNiceEmbroidery.com, if you would like to get a whole bunch of people dressed alike, this is the way to go. Whether you're talking about t-shirts, embroidery, hats, whatever you need. 594-5461. The Birmingham Stallions remain undefeated, beating the Michigan Panthers over the weekend. I happened to catch a little bit of this game. First time that I actually saw anything of the USL. It's taking place in my own city, and I have never seen it.
So what'd you think?
It was great. It's fun. It's exciting. It's good grinded-out football. Bo Scarborough, former Alabama running back, doing great work for the Stallions. He was really chewing up some yards there. And this guy's, you know, he's carrying 3-4 people on him for an extra 2-3-4 yards. I was very, very impressed. These guys are playing real football.
Yeah.
This is not a toy. This is not some lesser version. This is an actual fun league. And the camera work is exciting.
Yeah, it's very fast. It seems to be very fast-paced.
Yeah.
And it gives you angles and audio that you might not get in the NFL. 6-0 the Stallions
audio.
Are. They beat them 33-17, the Michigan Panthers, mm-hmm. and undefeated now. How exciting for the home team. Way to go.
I hate to sound like an idiot. Is there some sort of playoff system that
I don't know. That's a good question.
What is it, Steve? You know.
You've got 8 teams, mm-hmm. 2 divisions. Mm-hmm. Top 2 teams from each will go into the playoffs. They'll end up meeting for a championship. It just won't be here because when it would happen.
Right.
World game, so they're going to do it in Canton, Ohio, next door to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
That would be the obvious place, Canton, Ohio. First place that leaps to mind. Sure. Anyway, should be good. Birmingham Stallions will probably be in the mix, I would think, for that.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
Archbishop bars Nancy Pelosi from communion over her support of abortion rights. Well, more than just her support. Salvatore Cardaglione, conservative archbishop, said he'd previously made his concerns known to Pelosi in an April 7th letter after she promised to codify into federal law the right to abortion established by the Supreme Court in Roe v. Wade. It was when she said, I'm going to get some legislation passed. It's one thing to say, well, I believe in her right to choose. It's another to say, I'm going to get some legislation passed that means everybody will have the right to choose and abortions will continue unabated in this country in every state.
Well,
that was a point at which the archbishop was like, you ain't a Catholic.
Mm.
Go away.
And you could probably say the same thing, and she's just taken it to the next level. As a Catholic, do not most Catholics believe that abortion is wrong? That's a part of their
faith? Well, that is the
faith.
Yes, that according to the tenets of the Catholic Church, abortion and birth control.
Yes, both.
And really just sex outside of marriage.
That alone.
Having sex without the intention of being procreating. Catholics are very stern. But there's also, you know, there's the cafeteria Catholic. They take one from column A and one from column B, and they sort of decide how much of it they want to believe in.
Mm, yeah.
And, you know, Joe Biden is another guy who's out there just, you know, flogging the woman's right to choose, and he's supposedly a Catholic as well. So,
well, and Joe Biden has spoken, he's pro-abortion, and he's a Catholic as well.
Yeah.
Maybe they both need to stop doing the ritual of bread and wine.
Yeah.
No more for you, too.
Stop that.
Yep.
No wine for you.
None.
No bread for you. And yes, Elon Musk says he might just slash his Twitter offer based on the number of bots. He says the way they calculate bots, very suspicious, And he's thinking maybe it's worth 25% less than he originally offered.
5% initially, and now we know it's more like 25%.
So that would be $11 billion less. He might only offer $33 billion for it. It's renegotiation time. Twitter has been exposed as the fraud that it is. And I don't know. I don't know what that means. Maybe Elon Musk goes out, takes his $44 billion, starts another company, you know, goes up against Truth Social and Twitter. Maybe he pours it into Truth Social.
Maybe.
I don't know.
He could.
Could be interesting. We'll see how this goes.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.